All right, so we're diving into data visualization today. This Data Science Club presentation we found is like a crash course.
Yeah, a crash course in making data sing.
Uh-huh, exactly.
More than just pretty pictures, though.
For sure, for sure.
It's about understanding data, communicating it, and ultimately making better decisions.
And who doesn't love a good raccoon visual? Trust me, it's in here.
We'll look at core concepts, practical tips, even some courses if you want to go deeper.
Awesome. So the presentation kicks off kind of like defining what data visualization is.
Right. Taking data, which can be complex,
totally.
And turning it into something visual like charts, graphs, maps.
Yeah, it really dives into the why, though.
Right. Why bother?
Yeah.
It's not just about making data prettier. It's about unlocking insights. You know, that would be nearly impossible to grasp from just rows and columns of numbers.
Totally.
Like, imagine trying to explain a trend in a spreadsheet versus showing a clear graph.
Oh, absolutely.
That visual immediately tells a story.
Okay, and speaking of stories, this presentation actually uses a raccoon example.
Oh, yeah, I remember this one.
Yeah, it's like, here's this jumbled data.
Right.
And then, bam! A cute raccoon graphic.
Yeah, and suddenly it all clicks.
I love that.
It's like that aha moment.
Right.
Visuals take something dry and make it understandable.
Yeah.
Plus, they stick in our minds better than numbers, that's for sure.
Way better.
Haha, yep.
Okay, so visuals are crucial, but how do we pick the right one? This presentation highlights so many different chart types.
So many. There's your classic bar charts, line charts, pie charts. Then you get into some of the less common ones like heat maps, mosaic charts.
Yeah, those are cool.
They visualize relationships and proportions in a more nuanced way.
It's like picking the right tool from your data viz toolbox.
Exactly. And speaking of tools, the presentation calls out some common pitfalls like pie charts.
They're pretty adamant about avoiding them.
Yeah, for good reason.
I can't see why they could be misleading.
Right.
Yeah.
Pie charts make it hard to compare slices accurately and distort the overall picture.
And it reminds me of another trap, 3D charts.
Oh, I love those.
Me too. They look cool.
Yeah.
But they distort the data.
Totally.
Sometimes simple is best.
Absolutely. Clarity is key.
Yeah, you don't want to accidentally misrepresent information.
No.
But this presentation also goes beyond the mechanics of charts and graphs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, emphasizing real-world applications.
That's important.
It really is.
So what are we going to do with this?
Right. There's this Datathon prompt that caught my eye.
Tell me more.
It's about analyzing the environmental impact of AI in finance.
Wow.
Using data visualization.
Okay.
It's a perfect example of using visuals to explore complex issues like sustainability.
Yeah, and potentially find solutions.
Exactly.
This presentation really emphasizes that data visualization isn't just about aesthetics.
Mm-hmm.
It's about driving change, making a difference.
And it's an ongoing process.
Right.
It's not one and done.
Yeah, it's iterative. You have a hypothesis, you analyze the data, you visualize it, gain insights, and then you refine that hypothesis.
It's a continuous cycle.
Yeah, always exploring and discovering.
I like how they say, don't be afraid to pivot.
I love that.
Sometimes the data takes you in unexpected directions.
Totally.
And being open to that leads to breakthroughs.
For sure.
Okay, so if you're feeling inspired to dive deeper into data visualization, this presentation has some course recommendations.
Nice.
They suggest stats courses for understanding the foundations.
Okay.
Business courses that use tools like Tableau for practical applications.
That makes sense.
And even HCI courses for a human-centered design approach.
Oh, interesting.
They even encourage using AI platforms like Perplexity for research.
It is fascinating to see how AI is becoming such a powerful tool in data analysis and visualization.
We've covered a lot. We've gone from understanding what data visualization is to seeing its potential to address real-world challenges.
It's more than making charts pretty.
It's about unlocking the power of data.
To inform, persuade, and inspire action.
Love it.
The next time you see a complex data set, think about how you can turn it into a visual story.
Ooh, that's a great point.
What hidden patterns can you uncover?
Yeah.
What impact can you make by bringing those insights to light?
I love that. That's the perfect ending note.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Awesome.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me on this deep dive into data visualization.
Of course, it was my pleasure.
And thanks to the Data Science Club for that fantastic presentation.
Yeah, they did a great job.
Until next time.
See ya.